Phoneboy Speaks, episode 980, No Moral or Legal Obligation. Who's ultimately responsible for enforcing the copyright laws in the United States or in any country? Well, the industry, the RAAA and the MPAA have done their part to try and get the governments of the world to do it. And the governments can only do so much, right? But they're, of course, they're trying to get these trade treaties between different countries passed or negotiated and approved, but of course they're baking in all kinds of copyright stuff into these trade negotiations. You've heard about the TTIP and some other ones that's just so they're trying to get the governments to do it, but they're not satisfied just simply doing that. They're now asking the makers of BitTorrent, right, to essentially try and enforce, when we say something that's got copyright infringement in it, that you should trust that and block people from using this particular, finding this or downloading this particular hash with your software, which, it's just kind of ridiculous, right? Who's to say we should trust the copyright industry? And just even if we look at the DMCA and how they've the industry has essentially abused that, right, to get things taken down that may have had fair use or something like that, right? I mean, who's to say we should believe the copyright industry on the stuff that they say that is being infringed? It's just, who's to say? It's just, it seems ridiculous that they're getting it. And they're also talking about, okay, maybe the browser makers should do something, right? And quite frankly, right, the browser makers and BitTorrent, it's not their responsibility, right? I mean, they're not in a position where they have to do it. I mean, they're not legally obligated to do it. I don't even think they're morally obligated to do it. The copyright industry has been essentially, they've been making the government do their bidding, and yeah, the government's supposed to enforce laws. That's one of the reasons that governments exist. But if you look at the things that government should be doing, right, this is, the amount of harm that is actually happening with copyright infringement is probably, in the grand scheme of things, it's not life, liberty, and maybe a little bit of property there. But we could argue that, as I've argued in previous podcasts, that actually, piracy gets people to buy stuff, and it's mostly because the market is broken, right? There's the people that control the content aren't releasing it, the same day everywhere at a fair price and without ridiculously undue restrictions on using it on different devices and stuff like that. If the industry were actually interested in eliminating piracy or really, really reducing it, that's what they'd do. They'd get out of these stupid contracts and just basically say, okay, we're releasing it everywhere all the time. And, make non-piracy, right, actually something that people, make non-piracy attractive, right? That's what Apple did with iTunes, right? They once they got rid of DRM and made the prices reasonable, then, I won't say music piracy is completely stopped, but it's pretty much become a non-issue. And with all the streaming services, right, that's a whole nother thing, right? The streaming services, which I personally don't like, but the streaming services also make it, make actually paying money for music as something that actually, that people want to do, right? When you make it easy and simple for them, most people want to do the right thing. Most people don't want to pirate, but these companies just seem hell-bent on, trying to get everybody else to do their job rather than actually do what they should do, which is make things available at fair prices without restrictions, right? It's the answer to all of the industry's woes are staring them in the face, and yet they won't do a damn thing to do the one thing that they need to do. It seems to be a very familiar refrain from these guys, but I don't know. What can I say?
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.